Alex Christensen, my age, 26.
So the first question, what kind of student were you in high school? Were you a jock? Were you a nerd? Were you a straight-A student?
I don't think I fit the what you would consider a jock. I did do. I played a sport every season.
What'd you play?
I ran cross country in the fall. I was ski team during the winter, and I was track and field during spring.
What kind of grades did you get?
I scraped by with like a 3.6.
Well, that's not bad.
No, I just didn't try.
If not trying is a 3.6, that seems like that's pretty good.
Both my siblings were almost 4-point students, so.
Okay.
Perhaps I didn't scrape by, but I definitely got a lot of flack for it.
Where'd you go to high school? I forgot.
Jesuit High School.
Oh, right. Is that a point of contention between you and Nick? Isn't, like, the Jesuits their main rivals?
Nah. Well, no, they're Lincoln. We don't.
He was just talking about Jesuit earlier.
The only school that Jesuit really considers to be a rival is Central Catholic.
Right. I went to LaSalle, and Jesuit was sort of our rival, but they're way far away, so it wasn't quite as...
I don't know if it's still like this, but when I was there, because Jesuit was such a powerhouse in sports, kind of everyone considered them their rivals, and they didn't consider many people their rivals. So it was...
Okay, well, second question. What was the most trouble you got into as a kid? That you're willing to admit to on a recording.
That's a fair point, Dad.
Were you just a perfect kid and never got in trouble?
I mean, I by no means. But I don't think I was I never got in like serious trouble for.
Did you ever take your parents' car without asking? Get caught drinking? Before you were 21.
I did get that, but like that, they didn't care.
Really?
I wasn't looking to get drunk, ever.
Your parents weren't strict on that?
No.
Okay.
As long as I kept it, like, as long as I was responsible. Like, I mean, I wasn't drinking when I was 16 or something like that, but like when I was 18, I would like have a beer at dinner.
What was the most trouble one of your siblings got in?
I don't know, to be honest. So when I don't know if you were there. So most of this trouble or most of the bad stuff I think that I did was when I was a lot younger. So I don't really remember if I was punished for it because I was young enough to the point where like either you don't know better, or, like
just stupid little kid stuff.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter.
Well, it did matter because some of it was pretty bad. Like I pushed Andrew down a flight of stairs at one point.
That sounds like a good story.
That's all I remember, though. I don't even remember pushing it. I just remember some of the aftermath of it. But I don't even remember really getting in trouble for that. Because it wasn't like I was intentionally trying to hurt him. I was more... We were just roughhousing around near stairs and happened to go down him.
Well, for what it's worth, your dad didn't have any major stories of you kids getting in trouble. Like last night, like Aunt Julie was talking about how Liz got grounded for a week for stealing her car when she was 15 or whatever. So.
Nah, because we had this old Subaru, this old Subaru Outback. Well, first we had the, when Julia was a senior in high school, and I think I was a freshman. Is that right? Yeah, I think I was a freshman. We got this Volkswagen Bug.
Mm-hmm.
Bright red piece of crap. It was a diesel, and had these flowers on the taillights and stuff. It was.
This came up in Julia's interview. Keep
going. It was not good for my self pride, my image.
Your masculine image.
Yes,
as a high school.
I got a bit of flack for it. So we had that. That was kind of the kid car, though.
Do you remember, Julia told me the story of her driving you to school, and you did not like getting up early, and she had to leave you behind one time because you weren't awake?
That's not what happened.
Tell us the real story.
So admittedly, I probably wasn't the fastest person to get out, but we also lived less than 10 minutes from the school. So I'd probably sleep until like 7:15 or something like that, and the school started at 7:45. So like I figured, you know, give me 20 minutes, I'll run the shower and then get dressed and run out the door, essentially, because I didn't really eat breakfast when I was that age. But Julia, you know, it's the kind of thing where, like, so I was running after her in the driveway, was when she drove off and left me at home.
So you were literally chasing the car down and she kept going?
She would literally start, you know, in the crawl gear, creep gear, whatever it is, start going up the driveway. And this wasn't the only time that she would do this.
She told me this,
too. So I would have to run after the car to get in, because she would arbitrarily pick a time, and if you didn't make it, well, I'm not going to be 1 minute late, kind of thing.
I see.
So, but then that one time, I don't know why she was pissed, specifically why that time anyway, but she just kept, she kept driving and didn't, I mean, she knew I was there. I was running after her, and she just drove off, so I had to call my mom and tell her, and she had to come drive me.
She said there was one time you guys were at a stoplight, like, fighting like cats.
Yeah.
That's a true story?
Yep, that is a true story.
She said you got looks from all the cars around you, like,
there's just one guy behind us, and we just looked, yeah, the guy's face was hilarious.
Well, as a kid, what was your favorite memory of your parents? Did you guys have, like, traditions you did every year, or?
I don't really have. I mean, we went to there was a summer camp we would go to called a Camp Lakota. Oops. That was always fun. We'd go there with some of our family friends for the week. That was always fun. But we didn't have a ton of traditions so much as, like, we always we got to travel a lot when we were younger. We went to, I think it was Costa Rica when I was in third grade. In China, like, a year after that, I was back when my dad was at Intel, and he was there for, I think, 3 months. I think in the last month they brought us, or he had us fly in and spend a week or two with him and tour China and stuff, which was really neat. I think in sixth grade we spent a month or 5 weeks, I think it was, in Europe. In Italy, got to see the relatives there for the first time.
Cool.
So
that was my next question, so I'll lead into that. So what was your favorite family vacation then? One of those trips you just mentioned, or was there another one?
Probably the Europe one, in part because that's the one I most remember. I remember a fair amount about from the other two trips. I mean, they were all really good, actually.
Is the Europe trip the one you went with George?
No, that was a different one. That was one that happened when I was, I think I was 21.
Yeah.
I think I was just old enough to drink. I actually got ID'd in Europe at one point, funny enough.
Hmm.
In the drinking age is like 18.
Yeah, years, yeah.
And they don't even enforce it, so that was kind of funny. But, we did really good vacations, actually. My dad's a good planner.
Yeah, you did. I used to be really jealous because when I was first married, and I was like, oh, what's Mark and his kids doing now? They're off to some exotic country. Like, that must be nice. Yeah, that was cool. You guys used to do a bunch of cool stuff. I definitely remember being jealous. What was your first job after high school?
After high school? Probably, I think it was I was a student researcher for one of my professors at Oregon State. So I'd go in and I'd work, I think it was somewhere between 10 and 20 hours a week, in their thermohydraulics lab. So it was basically just this big flow loop with water that's been heated up to like 400 or 600 Celsius.
Was it a good job?
Yeah, it was a lot of grunt work. We didn't get to do the... we weren't the ones planning the experiments. Those were all thought out, you know, years in advance, essentially. We were just doing, we were recording the data, making sure it was in the right format, you know, creating plots. I did a lot of work creating these big 100-page technical documents for all the data and stuff. So, I mean, it some of it was interesting. A lot of it was just grunt work that was kind of tedious and boring. But it had its moments. I worked in that lab for, 3 years.
Paid the bills, obviously, a little bit. I mean, it wasn't minimum wage, it doesn't sound like.
It was, or no, it wasn't. Wasn't minimum wage? It may have been $15 an hour or something like that. Okay. It wasn't a huge amount of money, but it was enough for like spending money and stuff like that. So
your dad has 5 brothers and sisters. You have 2 brothers and sisters. Does that make you want to have a big family, a little family, no family? Have you even thought about? You're still pretty young. Have you thought about having kids? Is that a thing that you care about?
I mean, probably not a big family.
You're not gonna have 6 kids like Monica?
That definitely no more than. I mean, in my mind, maybe 2 at most.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, just because. 3's a lot. 3 is a lot to handle, and I know if they're anything like me and my siblings, like, God help me. But 2, you know, give them a sibling to play with and stuff, that kind of thing. But,
Who's your parents' favorite child?
Andrew.
No question.
He,
you didn't even have to think about that.
Nah, he's the best child.
So I didn't say best. I said favorite. So he's favorite and best.
He was definitely my mom's favorite when we were growing. We always called him the mama's boy.
Yeah.
I also called him the blabbermouth, but I don't think that was as endearing.
What makes Andrew your parents' favorite child?
I think he was the youngest. So he spent a lot of time with my mom. At that point, my dad was still traveling a lot for Intel.
When I asked the older siblings, they all say, everyone so far has said George. And I said, well, why is that? And everybody just said, because he's the oldest. But you just said that Andrew was the favorite because he's the youngest.
He was the baby of the family, you know, like the one that you could carry and
see.
And was willing to spend time with my mom and put up with it. Me, I was like, don't touch me. I'm go away. Leave me alone. Kind of thing.
Julia mentioned that your dad used to work a lot and he was not around a lot when you were a kid. Is that,
yeah.
Can you say that's accurate?
Yeah. I'm not sure what the true percentage was, but he was gone probably something like 40% or something at the time.
But I mean, like you said, he went to Asia for what, 3 months? So I assume you didn't see him during that. But even he would also travel a lot.
He would go for a month and then he'd come back for a week or something, and then he'd go back for a month and come back for a week.
So. Was it hard on you as a young kid having your dad gone that long? Or
yeah, it was. I mean, we were used to him being gone for a week or something at a time, but not a month. So we missed him for sure, but I don't think it felt abnormal.
Okay.
But that was a long time ago. That was, God, 18 years ago or something like that. So I don't remember it that well.
The next question I have is, where did you meet your significant other? But when I asked you the last night, I think you said my love life, I think the word you used was abysmal.
Yeah, that sounds
about right.
Is
that the right word I used?
I went on a few dates with a girl just before COVID, but it was nothing serious, and neither of us bothered to try to keep it going once quarantine started.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to date anybody during COVID, for sure. So
bars have just been, I mean, I think bars opened up something like 6 months or a year ago or something in California. We were shut down for a lot.
So no significant other in your life right now? I mean, nobody got your eye on? You have time for a relationship?
Maybe if I was willing to not spend time on other things, I guess I could do it, but at this point I don't feel like it's a I don't feel like it's a priority.
Okay. What was your college experience like?
Probably that of a typical engineer.
Yeah.
I wasn't in a fraternity. I wasn't a real partier. I never have been. I'm not big on crowds. I'm pretty heavily towards like an introvert, so I've never been a real super social person, but for me, you know, like, I'm perfectly happy to get together with like 5 or 6 of my friends or something like that, people that I know well, and that's what I do, but like going to like a party of like with like 50 people or something just has no appeal to me. So
I mean, this may seem obvious, but we don't know who's going to listen to this. So where are you going to college and what are you studying?
I did my undergrad at Oregon State, mm-hmm. Where I graduated with honors in nuclear engineering. And then I didn't work or take a gap year or anything. I went directly to UC Berkeley and started my PhD in nuclear engineering as well. And I picked up my master's along the way.
What's the target end date for your PhD?
Within the next year. So hopefully my last semester will be spring of 2023.
So if Alex is listening to this in 10 years, what do you think Alex is going to be doing?
I think Alex is a loser. That's what I think.
Nah, wow. Nah. Harsh.
What do I think? I've always intended to go work at Los Alamos or Lawrence Livermore. So hopefully I get a job, but the typical process is to do a postdoc at one of those.
Okay.
And those are pretty competitive. And I don't know whether or not my contacts at the labs will translate into easily getting a postdoc or not. I don't know at what level that's decided. So, who knows?
Okay. What was the worst thing you ever did to your siblings, or what was the worst thing that your siblings ever did to you?
The best memory I have is the bucket of water story, which I think I told, but I'll repeat here. I think I got it from Calvin and Hobbes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I loved those comics when I was a kid. So it was during the summer sometime, one of the rare days that it's, you know, sunny in Oregon. But we lured my, I wrote my sister into it, and I filled this blue, it was like a bath toy, but it was like a boat, but hollow inside, essentially. It was essentially a bucket. So we filled that up with water, and I brought it up into the play structure and hid in there. And I had my sister, so we had these swings. So that swing was Julia's swing for when it was Julia and I that were using the swing sets. That one was Julia's. We didn't let Andrew use them because he's not cool enough.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, we lured him out on the pretense like, oh, I want to use the fancy big kid swing.
Uh-huh.
And never saw it coming.
Yeah.
I don't remember how old we were. We were pretty young.
Was he a good sport about it, or was
he?
No.
He was not happy.
Did you get?
I'm pretty sure he ran inside screaming.
Did you get in major trouble for that?
I didn't get made. I mean, I probably got a timeout or something like that, but I didn't get in major trouble. I mean, I didn't hurt him.
How old were you at this time?
Maybe 8 or 6 or something. It was. We were pretty young.
Okay.
That's the best story about one thing I did. I don't know if I did anything great to Julia.
Do you have any other stories about your family or your siblings that you want to put on record now, in your words, before they tell their side of the story? Is there any question I should have asked you that I didn't?
That would require a lot more thought.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You can think about it. If you think about something else that you think is a worthy story for someone else to hear, let me know, and we'll do an addendum.
Oh, I got one. Okay. I don't know if I should share this, though. I might need it bleeped out later.
We'll bleep out the incriminating evidence.
We'll need this edited out.
Okay. All right. So there's a lot of people here this weekend. Who has an interesting story that I should ask them to tell to make sure that it's recorded? Have you heard any stories that you think are worthy of retelling for this.
Are you planning on trying to interview Andrew?
Yeah, I think what I'll do is I'll like Zoom interview Andrew and Laura and probably Karen, you know, if they want to. I mean, if they don't want to, that's fine, but I think I was going to Zoom interview them, so. I mean, your dad gave me some great questions to ask George and John, so do you have any, is there anything that you think is a story worth retelling that I should ask about?
I mean, there's always John and his BB gun.
I got that down. Your dad mentioned that.
I figured someone else would bring that one up. Andrew's got some good, I mean, you can always ask Andrew questions about boot camp or some of his ski adventures. He's got some good stories from his academy days.
Okay. Well, if you think about something later, then certainly let me know. I'm not going anywhere for the next couple days.
You've already asked most of the people I would know good stories for.
Okay.
I've already interviewed them.
Well, thanks for taking the time. I will cut all this together and I'll put it up and I'll send
you
it out.
You should ask James about Aaron's white sunglasses.
James about Aaron's white sunglasses.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do. All right, sir, thank you. I will edit this together, throw it up online, and then we'll send it out. Do you think Andrew would be, I mean, if I wanted to interview him via Zoom, he would do it, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. As long as he's open.
Yeah.
Which is usually open during the evenings.
So. Cool. Thanks, man.